We continue in Nefesh HaChaim, Shaar Dalet, Perek, Kav Gimel. Rav Chaim Yevolojin, Zechuto Tagen Aleinu, is speaking to us about the severity of not studying Torah, of neglecting the study of Torah as much as we can, and being lax about it. In this Perek, he talks about the consequences of that, Chas V'Shalom, after our passing from this world. V'chen achar petirato mizeh ha'olam, amru Baba Batra in Tet Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, kol amarpe atzmo midivrei Torah nofel v'geinom. One who is lax in learning Torah, one who allows himself to slack off in regards to the study of Torah, falls to Gehinom. V'amru sham od kol apuresh atzmo midivrei Torah ve'osek bedivrei sicha esh ochalto. If one distances himself from learning Torah, instead he just chats and talks idle talk in the middle of learning, esh ochalto, fire consumes such a person. Ubimishle rabati parashayud ve'ozev tochachat mat'e, amar bilazar kol talmid chacham shu'ozev divrei Torah ki'ilu meta'ateya v'mishamar v'haya olam. A Talmid Chacham who forsakes the study of Torah is as if he is defying the existence of Hashem. Ve'lo od ela kevan she'azav divrei Torah ba'olam hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozvo le'olam haba. One who forsakes the Torah in this world, Hashem, chas v'shalom, forsakes him in the world to come. U'bezohar v'ikra kafhea marabi Shimon, zaka'in inun mare de nishmata, Mare de Oraita, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar HaKadosh says, how fortunate are those who are the masters of their neshama, who are the masters of Torah, Bene Pulchana de Malka Kadisha. Those, the children of the service of the Holy King, how fortunate are they. Vai li inun chayavin de la zaka'an itdabka v'marehon v'la zaka'an v'oraita. Woe unto those who do not merit to cling to Hashem, who do not cling to the Torah. De kol man de la zache ve'oraita la zache lo beruach ve'lo beneshama. One who does not merit to stick to the Torah, does not merit to have a ruach, a neshama. Ve'idavkuta didhon be'ausitra dezinin bishin. He doesn't have a share in Kedusha. Vaile kadipuk mehayalma. Woe to him when he leaves this world. Deha ishtemodahu legabeinun zinun bishin. Marecha tzifuta tekife kekalbish luchede norad geinom. Dela merachama alayu. He's exposed in the next world to all the forces of detriment, to the forces of punishment, of gehinom, without compassion. ובפרשת וישב, and the Zohar in וישב, אחר שהעריך שם בגודל שבחו ומדרגתו של העוסק בתורה בעולם הזה ועולם הבא, אמר אחר זה, after the Zohar הקדוש talks extensively praising the one who studies Torah in this world and in that world, in the next world, then the Zohar says, תחה זה, ההוא פרנש דלה זכה להשתדלה בהי עלמה באורייתא. One who does not purify himself in this world to toil in Torah, ve'ihu azil b'chashocha, he walks in darkness. Kadnafak mehay alma, when he leaves this world, natlin le ve'alin le geinom, is taken to geinom, atar tata'a, to the lowest place, de la yehe merachem ale, where there's no compassion. De ikre bor sha'on tita yaven. It's called very derogatory names, as is found in the Pasuk Tehilim, Perek Mem, Uvigin Kach, Ahudela Ishtadal Beraita Be'alma, Vit Tanaf Betinufe Alma, one who does not study Torah in this world and allows himself to get sullied and dirtied with the dirt of this world. Maketiv, what does it say on him? That habora, that pasuk which it says about the brothers that they took Yosef and they threw him into the pit, Dahu Gehinom. It's referring to the real pit, the pit of Gehinom, where one who does not learn Torah is taken and cast into that pit. Atar de dainin lehu leinun de laishtadlu be'oraita. Ve'haborek. What type of a pit is it? It was empty. Kemad de'iu avarek. Just like he was empty from Torah. Ma'ita ama begin de lahava be'maim. Since he didn't have the waters of Torah within him. Tachaze kamahu onsha de'oraita. Look and see how terrible is the punishment of the Torah. Hala idgalu Yisrael me'arakadisha ila begin distalaku me'oraita v'ishtavku mina. The whole reason for galut, for the exile of Am Yisrael out of the Holy Land, was only because they forsook the study of Torah, as it says in Yirmiyah Perek Tet, Mi ha'ish hachacham v'yaven al me'avdav ha'aretz v'yomer Hashem al uzvam et Torati. The land was desolate from Am Yisrael because they forsook the Torah. Ve'lo od, and not only that, ela shetchilat dino shel adam, the beginning of the judgment in the next world, bevo'o lemishpat lefanav yitbarach, when we come to stand before Hashem, hu al divrei Torah, the first area of judgment is in regards to the study of Torah, as the Gemara tells us at the end of the first perek in Kiddushin, and in the first perek of Sanhedrin, Amar Rav Amnuna, en techilat dino shel adam ela al divrei Torah, the opening judgments of the person is in regards to Divrei Torah, as it says in Mishlei Yud Zayin, Poter Maim Reshit Madon. It is about Maim, and Maim Ela Torah, which is the beginning of the judgment. Ve'amru, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avot, B'chol Yom V'Yom, Bat Kol Yotzet Mehar Chorev, U'machrezet, She'kol Mishenu Osek B'Torah Nikra Nazuf. There is a heavenly daily voice that comes out from Har Sinai, and declares that anyone who does not study Torah is called Nazuf, is rejected by Hashem. Kichen mishpato, miperim ha'alalav yasbi'uhu, because that's measure for measure. Kevan shelo ratza livchor b'chayim u'batov ha'amiti, because he refused to choose life and the true good in this world. Lo ulechol abiriyot ve'olamot kulam, for the benefit of himself and for the benefit of the entire creation, as we mentioned many times in the past, uleitabek atzmo bo yitbarach, and to choose to cling to Hashem himself, ve'himit shifat oram shel ha'olamot, and by his neglect in studying Torah, he diminished the light of the shefa of all the worlds, v'kilkelu bilbel sidrei ha'merkava kedosha, and he caused confusion and disarray in the structure of all the worlds, v'echshicham, and he brought darkness to the world, v'garam ra'a le'atzmo, and he brought bad upon himself, shepashat bigde kodesh v'lavash tachtam v'gadim tzoim u'mtunafim, he removed from himself the holy garments that he could have gained by the study of Torah. Instead, he covered himself with so'a and tinuf, hana'asi misketa avot ze ha'olam v'ta'anugot inyanav, which is the result of dealing only with the materialistic desires of this world, with its physical pleasures. Vehu metuma u'mtunaf mehem, and he became defiled and sullied by all of them. It only follows, Vadai shelo yanichuhu velo yuchal ikanes. He can therefore not be allowed in. How can a person who is so dirtied come in to the next world, to the chambers of Hashem? V'chol ha'chayalin kadishin ha'shomrim oto mitrachakim me'ito. All the heavenly ministering angels that stand guard, they distance him away from there. Belo yuchlu yigau bilvushav amtunafim. They're not able to come close to him. Ve'azilum shotet ba'olam. And therefore the neshama shamefully goes and flies all over the world. Ve'tame tame ikra. And he is declared as tame, shemitdabek ve'mino v'chayalin teme'im shel kochot ha'tum'a asher yigbiram al atzmo. And he stays with the kochot ha'tum'a that he brought upon himself by neglecting the study of Torah. כמו שכתוב בזוהר, יש פרשת מצורה, כמה יתלון לבני נשה להסתמרה אורחה יהוד, the Zohar HaKadosh says in the beginning of פרשת מצורה, how much people have to be careful to pay attention to their ways, ולדחלה מקמי קודשה וריחות, to fear Hashem, דלהיסטה מאורחה דקשרה, not to stray from the good path, ולא יעבור על פתגמי אורייתא, and not to transgress the words of the Torah, and not to be forgotten by the Torah. Because anyone who does not toil in the study of Torah, he's rejected from Hashem Baruch Hu, rechika umine, he's distant from Hashem. La sharia shchinta ime de shchina, the holy divine presence does not dwell with him. Ve'inun naturin de azlin ime, istalaku mine, and the angels that protect him, they forsake him. Ve'lo od ela demachreze kame ve'amre, not only that, they announce before him, istalaku misuchane de planya, everyone should move away from this person, who did not care for the honor and glory of his master. Vaile, woe to him, that all the angels are forsaking him. Let he doesn't have a share in the path of life. But one who studies Torah, kama neturin zaminin lekovle, how many protective angels come to protect him, lenatarale ushchinta shayale, the divine presence dwells upon him. Vekulhu machrezek kame veamri, and the angels announce before him, havu yikra lediyukna demalka, everyone should give kavod to the image of the king, the one who upholds the image of the king. Havu yikra libre demalka, give kavod to the son of the king. Itnetir hu bealmaden, he is protected in this world, hu bealmadeate, and in the next world. How fortunate is the share of one who toils in Torah in this world. And finally, it states in the Mishnah in Masechet Chagiga, in the first perek, Me'uvat lo yuchal itkon, there's a pasuk in Kohelet that says, that which is twisted cannot be rectified, cannot be fixed. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai yomer, En korin me'uvat, ela lemi sheya metukan batchila venitavet. Twisted, me'uvat, is only referring to a person to that which was straight in the beginning and then became twisted. And what is that? Ze talmid chacham ha'poresh min ha'Torah. Someone who was a ben Torah, someone who was learned in Torah and then forsakes it, that's the worst. Oy lahem la'beriyot she'ro'ot ve'enan yodot ma'ro'ot. Woe unto people who see but they don't know what they see. Oy lanu me'elbona shel Torah, woe to us from the insult, from aggravating the honor of Torah. Kama tzarich ha'adam litbonen al ze tamid, velashit da'ato v'chiliyotav ishtonan, how much we have to think and ponder upon this all the time. Bal yelech choshech chas v'shalom kol yemei hevlo, so that we don't walk in darkness throughout the days of our life. Mispar yamav asher nikzevu lo berachamav v'chasadav yitbarach shemo, באהבת נפשו משולח חופשי מן התורה כי בנפשו היא. חס ושלום, one who rejects the Torah with his own volition, he is throwing away his days of life. כי יגיע את פקודתו, because the time will come וישוב ואפר על הארץ, והרוח לא תשוב אל האלוקים להיצרר בצרור החיים העליונים. And then the neshama will not be able to go back to Hashem, כי תקולל חלקתו להתקלע ולא תרגיע, it will be cursed, it will not find its rest, כי נדחה קרולה, because it will be rejected, נזיף לאלה, נזיף לתתה, אוי לה לאותה בושה, woe to that great בושה, to that shame. הרחמן יתברך שמו יצילנו, הקדוש ברוך הוא should save us from such shame. The shame that the neshama will only realize when it will look back and see how much he could have done in this world, and he neglected to do so. So right now, Baruch Hashem, we are alive, and we are able to use our time as much as we can, any time that we have, any leisure that we have, to spend the time in the pursuit of the knowledge of Torah, in toiling as much as we can, each one on his level in the study of the Holy Torah. Hashem Yezakenu.